وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were saying that in order for us to care about other human beings, we have to care for them, take care of them, have mercy for them, have love for them. And that should manifest itself in me and you giving to them, giving back from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave us, whether it is wealth or whether it is help or even just two kind words. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam, they have told us, like, I mean, the hadith are so many in terms of trying to be generous and not to be stingy and greedy. Because we kept saying that one of our main problems in this world, and especially in this society today, is the fact that there are so many greedy people. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salamullah, he says, أوصيكم بِالْخَشْيَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ, I warn you to be fearful of Allah, whether you are in public or in private. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْبُخْلِ, and I warn you, do not be stingy. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْسَخَاءِ, be generous. Why, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? Why are you emphasizing on this? He says, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بَخِيلٌ, no stingy man will ever enter heaven. Man or woman, obviously. He says, لا يدخل الجنة فإنه لا يدخل الجنة بخيل. Stingy, greedy people will not enter heaven. God forbid, I could be a mu'min, I pray, I fast, but when it comes to my money, I don't care. I don't know, I'm keeping it for, as we say, I'm keeping it for a rainy day. And I can see that my friends, my family relatives are suffering. Give, for Allah will give you in return. Give those who need help. Allah will bring people who come to your help. The Imam is making it very clear. There is no heaven for stingy people. There was no hope. So you can be Muslim, you can be Shia, you can be whatever you want to be. If a trait like greed and stinginess is part of your system, there's a problem. So we have to be very careful to stay away from that trait and to be very far away from being stingy and not giving. Because when we want to keep things to ourselves and we want to become greedy and stingy, we chain ourselves to this world. We become prisoners of this world. Our love for wealth, our love for money, our love for position, our love for status are actually our prison. We're no longer free. We need to free ourselves. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, كونوا أحرارا في دنياكم, be free people in your world. Don't be a slave to a system, to a person, or a slave to yourselves. Because Allah says, اتخذ إلهه هوا, they take the desires as their lords, which means you are imprisoned in your own self. Let us take a short break and then we come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We were saying that a person should be free in terms of giving, in terms of being generous, and not to be greedy, because greed is a dark prison for the soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a group of people, and obviously, when I and you read the Quran and read the verses of the Quran, we have to make sure that these verses do not include me. That's the idea of reading the Quran. And then you work your way through it. So every time I read a verse, I have to make sure that it does not include me. If it's a bad verse, obviously, I mean bad in the sense that it talks about a bad trait. And if it talks about a good trait, I have to make sure it includes me in it. So for example, this one, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ SubhanAllah. He says, those who are stingy, greedy themselves. But do they stop there? No. They tell people, they order people to be bukhala, to be greedy like them. Don't give. Don't give them. How do you know he's deserving? Maybe he's lying. Maybe he's cheating. You don't know what he does with his money. Someone told me that this happened and a person done this and that, and they weren't really truthful. And they give you 1,000 reasons not to give charity to the people who are in need. These are exactly the people that Allah talks about. And I have seen so much people like this, even in my friend circles. When you want to give, don't give. How do you know they deserve it? What do you know what they do with the money? Maybe they use it for drugs. He looks like a drug dealer. What would you give him? I mean, how would a poor man would look like? He would be malnutritioned, and he would be, I don't know, he would be skinny, he would have dark eyes because he haven't eaten for months, like something proper. So obviously he would look bad. So do not return a man who asks. So Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَبْخُلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ. They themselves stingy. They order people to be stingy. وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ. Wherever Allah gives them, they hide it. مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. So whatever Allah has given them is obviously from His generosity. And then Allah says, وَأَتَّدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. For those people who are considered to be kafir, Allah says, we have prepared a very humiliating punishment. Not just painful, but it will humiliate a person. And in another verse, Allah says, هَا أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاء تَدْعُونَ لِتُنْفُقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You are the group of people who are inviting people to pay for the sake of Allah. فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ. Yet amongst you, those who are stingy. You know, you've seen these people like, oh, give this, that, the benefit of good, of giving and helping other people. But they are themselves not givers. Allah says, فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَلَى نَفْسَهُ. If you decide to be greedy and stingy, then in fact you're stingy against yourself. Not stingy against Allah. Allah does not care. He says, وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. Allah is rich. Allah does not need. He is the creator. He created everything you have. So He's not in need of it. وَأَنْتُمْ تَتَوَلَّوْا وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلُ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. If you think that you're too good, you know, Allah says, go to hell. He will replace you with someone else. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. And Allah will bring people better than you, and they will not be like you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is severely trying to condemn the act of greed and the act of stinginess. Why? Because it affects the entire society. It affects the entire community. Actually, it affects the entire globe. It affects everyone. We are suffering because some people, some systems, decided to be greedy. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.